Well, I think the standard way we tend to think about peer pressure in America is sort of based on the after-school special, right? Where we have, you know, some kids pressuring Johnny to not be a chicken and to drink or to do drugs or whatnot. And that's not really what we're seeing with prescription drug misuse.
That's Purdue Professor of Sociology and Anthropology Brian Kelly. He says efforts to prevent prescription drug misuse among young adults should definitely consider peer influence, but not necessarily direct peer pressure. Kelly says one factor that affects whether or not a young person will misuse prescription drugs is the level of access they have to these drugs among their peers.
And that peer may be someone who has a prescription for, say, you know, Adderall or a prescription for Xanax, and that friend may be using the drug as it's prescribed, but they're still serving as a potential point of access, because even though that individual is using the drug in the way that the doctor prescribed, oftentimes, young people may be using their doctor's prescription, you know, instrumentally. They may have more than they need, and so it sort of spills over to their friends.
Kelly says it should be no surprise that another motivation to misuse prescription drugs is to have a good time with friends.
Young adults who perceive that there are strong potential social benefits and low potential social costs are misusing more frequently. They're more likely to escalate to alternative forms of misuse, and they're more likely to display significant problems with dependence.
The findings are based on a survey and in-person interviews with young adults recruited from popular nightlife locations such as bars, clubs, and lounges in New York City. Kelly says the results have implications for kids outside urban areas.
I think often young adults who are in these urban nightlife scenes, and I think this is not necessarily specific to New York, but you know, urban nightlife throughout the U.S., whether that be Chicago, L.A., etc., they're often a sentinel population for trends that are emerging amongst young people. You know, we could certainly see, for example, back in the 90s, you know, if we look at the ecstasy trend, you know, this was a population in which the drug trend, you know, emerged first and then diffused more widely amongst the young adult population. So while their levels of misuse are higher, I still think that there are a lot of implications in terms of these broader trends. And I think certainly they're not, you know, only misusing within the context of these nightlife scenes.
Katie Long is a project coordinator for the Drug-Free Coalition of Tippecanoe County. She says a study of young people in the area shows prescription drugs are the third most commonly abused substances behind alcohol and marijuana. Long agrees peer influence plays a big role in whether or not young adults misuse prescription drugs. She says the coalition tries to combat this by offering positive drug-free role models.
We are working on a new program in the community, a youth-based program. We call it the RISE program, Role Models Impacting Student Excellence. And this student was chosen by her teachers and authorities at school because she stood out as a role model to her peers for healthy choices and making good decisions. And we have a billboard in the mall, Tippecanoe Mall, right now. And then we've made posters that will go up in the high schools and middle schools throughout the community, encouraging students to make good choices. So that's another way to kind of combat this wrong idea, this wrong perception that students have that drugs and alcohol are the cool thing to do and everybody's doing it.
And Long says the number one factor that keeps kids away from drugs? Parents.
The truth is, most kids want their parents' approval, whether they say that to their parents' face or not, you know? Studies prove that kids desire their parents' approval, and so that's why parents need to have the conversation, even if they don't feel like their kids are responding right away.
The coalition offers information about prescription drug abuse and how to talk to kids on its website, drugfreetippecanoe.org.